The air grows crisper with the setting sun. My boyfriend's hand warm in mine as we walk through the autumn carnival together. With my free hand, I pull my sweater closer around me as we look at all the games. Ring toss, the water gun, hoop shooting. Between the reddened leaves and the dry grass, the sweet romance of the date, and the special treat he has in store for me, everything is perfect.
Are you cold?
Only a little, but I'm... Babe, you're gonna get cold.
I'm warm-blooded. I'll be fine. Besides, I think things might be heating up soon.
He holds up his phone, smirking. Despite being a full-grown adult, I can't help but blush. He gives me this look as he puts his hand at the small of my back, tracing circles there. It sends a shiver of anticipation down my back. This carnival date would be completely innocent. Picture perfect and wholesome. If it weren't for the toy inside me as we speak, pressing inside me while cradling my clit, pressing against it with every step. Is it weird that I'm turned on even thinking about it?
Are you kidding me? I'm going to have to keep myself very focused on not getting a hard on in the crowd full of people. On second thought, can I have that jacket back? Okay, let's go play some games. I guide her to the ring toss, her looking up at me with wide eyes. The jeans she's wearing fit her like a second skin, and I can't keep my eyes from drifting down. I graze my fingers along the waistband of her jeans, feeling the warmth of her skin at her back. You look so fucking beautiful. You can't stop blushing.
Shut up.
I hand the ring toss guy a few tickets, figuring now was as good of a time as any to test our new toy. Ladies first.
Why, thank you.
She steps up to the game, and the guy hands her a set of rings. She bends over and, holy shit, the shape of her body is almost obscene. It makes my cock twitch just looking at her. As she prepares to throw the first ring, I get out my phone and pull up the app, waiting for the right moment.
I think I'll aim for...
As she lets the first ring fly, I press the low vibrate button, and the impact is immediate. I see her jerk from it, shocked. She looks over at me, scandalized. I just smirk, shrugging.
Holy shit. We agreed that he would have control of the toy wherever and whenever on this date, but it's still a shock to the system. The toy is vibrating directly on my clit. I'm struggling to keep still. Between the anticipation building at my core and the low vibrating against my clit, I'm slick instantly. To my surprise, the vibrator is quiet. I swallow hard.
Everything okay?
Fine.
She tosses another ring, and I change the setting from low to medium. I watch her breath hitch, her brows furrow, her mouth opening slightly. She adjusts her legs, repositioning, and I know without a doubt it's killing her to not come right then and there. Her hands shake slightly as she tosses the rings one after the other until they're all gone. She misses every single one. I can't blame her.
I wish I won something.
You'll get your prize. Let's go to the Ferris wheel. For the time, I turn off the vibrator and wrap my arm around her shoulder, guiding her to the line for the ride. She leans into me, whispering in my ear.
I don't know if I can wait to come.
Be patient, baby. Just wait until we get to the top.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.